This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm disgusted at Jerry. I don't know about you.
You're disgusted at
Jerry?
Why
is that? What I do?
Because you have some sort of like infection in your...
Sinus infection.
I don't need you coming in here with sinus infections.
Well, I went to the doctor. He got an antibiotic.
Yeah, I'm good, actually.
Yeah,
I feel
but the
a lot
first
better
3 days
today
when he sounded like crap... He wasn't getting any antibiotics, and so therefore you and I could have been exposed to something.
Yeah, I did think about that, but I loaded up on the emergency. I've got these wellness pills.
Do anything with your wellness pills in your emergency. Stop it.
At the end of the day, are you sick?
If that's going to creep out of his nose into your nose, it's going to do it.
No, you're right. It could be an airborne thing, and that's the end of that.
Did you shake his hand? Did you give him a fist pump?
I did not. No, I didn't.
I always see him. I always give him a fist pump and everything.
You know what? Kill yourself.
Yeah, that's right.
Why are you coughing over here?
There's nothing worse than working with a guy that's sick and that just doesn't care about anybody else.
If you want,
do you get paid? You got a new contract, by the way. You know, so you don't get paid by the word anymore. You actually have a legit contract.
What does
contract,
that even mean?
Don't you have a legit
contract? Paid by the word? What am I reading? Bible verses?
You almost did. That was a dream of yours, wasn't it?
When you first started, you
not
used
a dream,
to say, hey,
an idea.
When you first started, you used to complain that you couldn't miss days. You had to be here. You had to do your 10-10 win stuff. Now that you're
a
big shot
make things
and you have
up
a
as you
big
go?
Contract.
What are you talking about?
You got this
about?
Big contract now. If you're sick, you could take the day off.
I've always been able to take the day off. I honestly don't know where you're going with this.
Yeah, but now you can get paid.
It's really cool.
There's this thing.
If you're a full-time employee, they give you sick days.
In 19 years here, I think I've used
three sick days.
That's what I'm saying.
The strange thing around here, though, is that if you come to work sick, people get angry that you're going to get them sick. And if you call out, everyone calls you names for calling out
Absolutely
sick.
Absolutely right.
Very tough. Tough line.
Excuse me. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. You're a total wuss if you don't fight through it. Like, but if you show up sick, why did you show up sick?
I got to be honest. I'm at the point I'm coming in, and I hope everybody gets sick.
Wait, why?
Well, that's not nice.
What did we do to you? What did I do to you?
Nothing.
Jerry's out there licking chairs in the news.
why are you licking the
because of the what Al just brought up.
Are you in the bathroom spitting on your hand?
I'm not judging you for anything.
What Al just brought up is 100% true. If you don't come in, everybody wants to know why you didn't come in.
Oh, you're sick.
So from now on, I'm coming in. And I hope you get, not you personally.
When you say it like that, you mean everybody, and we're included.
Maybe I'm an insensitive prick.
I don't disagree with
that. Fine.
That's all good, but that's true. But now, I was very courteous. I told Al, commute not this week. You go on your own. I don't want to get you sick.
Okay, so Al, you're protecting Al.
Thank you. Not protecting us.
Right. You're coughing in our direction.
Right.
In the alternate power chair.
The cars are so small, you're really enclosed and breathing the same air, so I appreciated that.
Now, that said, I also knew I had allergies, which is why I wasn't terribly concerned about you guys getting sick this week.
Well, maybe your allergies led to your nasal infection.
It's exactly what the doctor said. The allergies led to a sinus infection.
It's not one nasal sinus. Oh.
I am not going to give you a sinus infection. I'm pretty sure of that. I could give you the flu if I had that, and I wasn't sure if I had that or not yesterday. So I'm very curious to see how you guys feel Friday.
You know, Jerry, I'm not happy with you.
Why?
Because you bring your misery here every day.
I'm actually. It's funny you say that because yesterday
we're your teammates.
Yeah, I don't like this whole thing. I've never once said
that you guys suck. I say people suck, and I will continue to say that. As yesterday, I walked past three miserable human beings that I said hello to with a smile and got either nothing in response or a grunt. Until I saw Susan Larkin, who I said hello to, and I got a very nice hello back.
She's lovely. So, yeah, how about Chernoff and Spitz? And who's the other one? Mike? Chernoff, Spitz, and Mike?
No, that's not who it was.
Who was it?
Mark wasn't here. He was doing jury duty yesterday.
That's right. He was on jury duty.
Salespeople. I don't know who they were.
Salespeople. You don't even know who they were.
There's one guy around here who has never responded to a hello of mine.
Let's find out who that guy is, and let's get him in here and let's interview him and let's ask him why.
Not one time.
Can we bring him in and talk to him?
I know him, what he looks like. I don't know his name. It's amazing. It's
Young guy, old guy?
He's older than me, yeah. Do you know who I'm talking about, Jerry?
I don't. I do not.
You probably had the same experience.
Probably.
I mean, I don't understand it.
Here's another one I don't like. when you go into a bathroom or anywhere where their door is opening and you hold the door for the guy,
yeah, right,
and they give you nothing. How about thank you, you jackass?
Yeah.
How about don't hold it open for anybody?
But that's not right. That's not courteous.
I mean, you're bringing your anger to work, Jerry. You know?
I'm picturing Jerry sneezing really on people like a skunk, you know, because he wants to get everybody sick who he hates at work.
No,
I held the door for you. He didn't say anything. Achoo!
You know that guy, God. Jerry Recco?
Good Lord.
His poop
stinks. No, no.
Achoo! Excuse me.
Exactly right.
All right. You have an update for us over there?
If you'd like, sure. Yeah. We're brought to you by Two by London. Visit the engagement experts at Americana, Manhasset, East Hampton, and Westfield World Trade Center. I'm going to start with the NBA. You guys didn't do a whole lot on that. But Celtics-Cavs last night. Cleveland played very well early on, and then late things turned, and then things got a little ugly.
Celtics can go up by 10. Smart lob. Horford catches and got fouled. Pushed in the back by J.R. Smith.
Oh.
And now we got more trouble. Terry Rozier wants a piece of J.R. Smith after the cheap shot.
It actually was
Smart
Marcus
was in
Smart
it. And Rozier tried to step in between them, and they're going to have to look at all this.
Sean Grandy, Cedric
what
Max
is J.R. Joseph. Doing,
well,
man?
You know what? He's going to tell you exactly what he's doing because he didn't make any excuses. He was very honest afterwards.
I blatantly pushed him. It wasn't like I was trying to low bridge him or something to make sure he didn't get it. And it was a good hard foul. I don't understand why they gave me a flagrant.
Yeah, I can understand
foul.
Why it was
it's
dangerous.
Definitely a dangerous foul.
Absolutely. No question about it. But he did own up to it afterwards. Celtics wound up winning 107-94. They outscored Cleveland by 20 in the second half. Here was Marcus Smart. After the shove, he gets right up into the face of J.R. Smith. Has some damning things to say about J.R.
You just can't allow that to keep happening. You know, this is not the first time J.R. has done some dirty stuff, especially playing against us. He's known for it. Especially playing against us, we know that.
And he was frustrated too last night. He was 0-for-7 shooting.
I don't care.
I wasn't giving an opinion. I was just telling you he was clearly frustrated.
I thought you were making excuses for him.
No, not at all. He was frustrated, and he clearly took it out on him. Horford there. Horford at 15 points, 10 rebounds. Rozier, 18, and Jaylen Brown, a team-high 23. Here was LeBron. He had 42 points, 10 rebounds, 12 assists. Certainly what Greg said, maybe not the same player afterwards. Here was LeBron. What went wrong?
With turnovers. Not defending for, a full shot clock, especially in that third quarter.
When things really turned on them. So Boston, a 2-0 series lead. This is bizarre. Game 3 is not till Saturday?
I don't understand. I mean,
Three days off?
In the first round, when they spread it out and there's more series, I can understand a little bit more there. But the fact that you only have two series left and you got to wait, I mean, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
I mean, even if you played Friday, okay, you give them 2 days, fine.
Right.
3 days, though. So 8:30 on Saturday night.
What is the Western Conference game two is tonight.
Yeah.
When is game three for them?
I think Sunday.
Sunday.
They both are taking an extra.
Yeah. You have a lot of time off. So that's game two. Rockets down 1-0 to the Warriors. Phoenix Suns won the NBA draft lottery, followed by Sacramento, Atlanta, Memphis, Dallas, Orlando, Chicago, Cleveland, and then New York. All right, the baseball. Yankees and Nationals were trying to get a game in last night. Suspended in the sixth inning. The game was tied 3-3. Tyler Austin, a two-run homer, and then the sac fly as he basically alone got the game even. Here's Aaron Boone, who didn't lose the game because it could have been a rain-shortened final had it not been tied.
We were able to fight back into it a little bit. Obviously, a couple big swings from Tyler Austin and almost a second really big swing from him, just a little bit further.
A little bit, but it was not. They will make it up at 5:05 tonight. We'll have it on the fan at 4:25. And then CeCe Sabathia, Max Scherzer in the game that follows. That having been said, the weather looks atrocious again today. So who knows if they'll get any of this in. Mariners beat the Rangers in 11-9-8. This was after Robinson Cano was suspended the 80 games, as you guys have discussed. Red Sox lose another half game in the standings to the Yankees as they were beaten by Oakland last night.
And now the 0-2 pitch. And Steven, a drive to left, headed for the monster and over the monster. And gone. And Piscotty has given the A's a 3-0 lead.
Emotional for him. It was his first at bat off the bereavement list. Now, his mom passed away about 10 days ago. He did come back and play in Oakland the game after she died. This was his first at bat, though, after taking the time off. He hits the home run in his first at bat, points to the sky and all that. He knows it's been a tough week and a half.
It's been an emotional week and been a little cried out, so didn't tear up or anything. But felt real good knowing family was watching, knowing my mom was watching. So, yeah, just pure joy.
I know one thing, the Oakland A's are pesky, right?
They are.
I mean, you know, they're 500, right? 21-21, and it's, you know, they gave the Yankees, you know, fits that first game, and then.
And should have won Saturday.
Yeah, right. And the second
and now
game.
They come back and they've won two games against the Red Sox.
Yep. Exactly right. And Bob Melvin was saying we're going to learn a lot about ourselves over the next six games playing New York and Boston, and so far so good for them. Astros beat the Angels 5-3 on a Jose Altuve three-run double in the eighth, and Andrew Miller was horrendous last night. Tigers beat the Indians 9-8. Miller, a third of an inning, gave up two runs on two hits and three walks as they lost. And Jordan Lyles went 7 1/3 perfect innings, but the Padres still do not have a no-hitter or a perfect game to the team's credit because it was broken up by Trevor Story in that eighth inning. NHL playoffs. You had the Lightning and the Capitals. Could Tampa hang in? Yes, they could, because we get to hear our favorite announcer.
Coburn on the counter. Stamkos across the blind. Kucherov reels it into the right circle. Caps players are tired. Kucherov finds Palat. Right corner. Right circle. Kucherov. High slot. Hedman. Score! Hedman! 3-0 Lightning!
Dave Mishkin with the call on Lightning Radio. They wound up winning 4-2, and they jump back in the series. They're now down 2-1. And because you've got me all blah because of my sickness, I never mentioned your mess.
I went right past the Mets.
They wound up winning
that.
Last night 12-2.
Of course you forgot the Mets.
I did.
You're wearing a Mets sweatshirt and you forgot the Mets.
I glanced right over them because I went to the Red Sox from the Yankees. Yes. So I did forget about them. But they won 12-2, 90-minute rain delay. And you know what was nice about them last night? I watched a lot of it this morning.
Granderson.
Okay, I was going to say the fact that Mezarasco hit the home run late, but it was, again, it was the singles, the doubles, moving guys around.
Well, it was Lagares and Rosario.
Yeah, I bet I'm at Rosario.
Right.
Time.
Yeah,
let's go.
I know. Absolutely.
And Lagares, for that matter. So I know Lagares is okay. He hasn't played a lot, but it was good to see him actually have a 4-for-4 game.
Yeah.
And Syndergaard was interesting. That first, it was like so easy. And then he just, I mean, it takes him.
103 pitches for five innings.
I know. And this has been a trend now.
So what do you ultimately take out of the Dave Island stuff? I think the Dave Island stuff is all about making Syndergaard a little bit more focused about what's going on here and living up to this whole Thor. Like, just like Matt Harvey went down the Black Knight thing and all this other crap.
Black Knight.
Right? I mean, like, you know, how about just going out there and pitching?
Yeah, I think he's knocking him down a peg. Yes, absolutely. I think that's what this was. Now, I mean,
But you got more of the same of him last night.
Yeah, I know. And not that it had helped much, but that's probably the purpose of that. Unless he was just speaking honestly and maybe if we heard the audio as opposed to reading the quotes.
I agree with that.
I mean, that would have changed our opinion on it, but it just, I mean, it looked bad.
It's not bad. I think it's good. I think a young man sometimes needs a little bit of a wake-up call.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with being honest about the assessment of a player. And quite frankly, Tim Island's telling you the truth.
I agree. He is.
It's unique. It's unique to hear a pitching coach or manager be that honest about one of their star players.
I know he tried to re-explain what he was talking about, but at the end of the day, you know, he's not just saying that. He and Mickey Callaway have talked about this. I'm sure Sandy Alderson and those guys have talked about this, and they got to get more out of him. He's got to be better.
I agree. You expect at least 7 innings out of him when he pitches.
Yeah,
I totally
agree. You don't expect 103 pitches in 5 innings.
Right.
That's the
problem. And Seth Lugo giving you 3 after that.
Well, Seth was great.
He needs to be in the starting rotation, I think. I really do.
I'm telling you, Vargas to the bullpen.
It's got to happen. I don't even need to see Vargas again, and he had a great throwing session, and he looks bad. I don't need to see him anymore. I mean, Seth Lugo, he could be their third best pitcher, period. So just throw them in the rotation, stretch them back out, and get them back out there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.